Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited, y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We made it through 2012. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2012, that was the year that God was going to establish his order. Establish his order. Well, how many of you know it might have been a little bit hard on me because I didn't want to submit to his order? But guess what? He's king. He's king. I'm not. He is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you weren't at Sunday school today, then this will be the first time you hear this. If you were at Sunday school today, you're getting a double dose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's one spirit. One spirit. Hey, ain't it? It's wonderful. It's wonderful to serve God. Yes, it is. It's wonderful to serve him. I've been in church my entire life. My grandparents took me when my mom and dad were heathens. So my grandparents took me. So I've been in church since I was an itty-bitty baby. And then my daddy got saved when I was in the first grade, and he surrendered to preach, and all within that 1 year. You know, he was pastoring a church. Talk about a whirlwind. So I've been in church my entire life, and I was so full of rebellion and self-righteousness and myself, but I've been in church my whole life. So it's not about going to church. It's not about being in church. It's about having a relationship with the one who died for me. It's about having a relationship with the one who is my portion. He told Abraham that I am your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Why did Abraham get Jesus as an exceeding great reward? Because he submitted to his will. Because he obeyed without question. Because he got up and left his father's house. Left. Didn't know where he was going. That is submission. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't have a clue. He served 300 gods. Abraham served 300 gods. And all of a sudden, this one God spoke to him. He said, all them other 300 ain't never spoke to me. But this one is speaking. So I'm fixing to go after this one. Hallelujah. And he told Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. When we lay our life down, lest a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. If I don't die, I abide alone. I don't get what I want. I don't get what I need. I ain't getting nothing. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone. It's a dry place. But if I will go ahead and fall to that ground and die, just like Casey said this morning in Sunday school, die to my wants, my needs, die to my what I think, die to me. Just die to me, then I'm going to live again. Because he said if you'll lose your life, you'll gain it. The only way that life ever comes is through death. Life comes through death. Something has to die in order for life to come out of it. Hallelujah. And so we've been this the main thing in this ministry that we preach is die, 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 die. Like he said, my flesh is trying to kill me anyway, but I keep feeding it. I keep feeding that thing that's trying to kill me physically when I need to kill it spiritually. Cut that thing off spiritually. And then I can live. Hallelujah. Then I can live. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Well, Wednesday night, I told Michelle last night when we were praying, I thank you for bringing that word Wednesday night. What kept hitting me was if you receive a mantle, you got to get up. You got to do. We can't receive a mantle and then sit down and think that that everything is going to be okay because God called me to something. Nothing is automatic. Nothing. Nothing's automatic. So we have to get up. We have to start doing. Well, I saw in myself, because you know when we hear a word, when we hear revelation, then we need to pull that into us. We need to pray about that. I need to chew on that word some. I need to do that. So in doing that, I was like, well, God, what's been going on with me? Because, you know, I feel like I'm struggling in things, struggling to know what to do, or, you know, fighting in myself, in my mind right here. But as she was preaching, I just said, God, I yield to the mantle. You placed a mantle on me, and I yield to that mantle, and I just allow that mantle to start doing what that mantle does. And all of a sudden, I just started hearing something to do for somebody and hearing something to do for somebody else. And it was like, oh, that's so easy. That's so easy. I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to rack my brain trying to figure out what to do. I can just yield to that mantle and let that mantle do what it does, okay? God called me to do certain things. So he placed his mantle on me. We're going to talk a little bit about mantle. We're going to talk a little bit about glory. We're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about submission. We're going to talk about all that today, okay? Amen. I want to look at Elisha. Because we know that Elisha received a mantle, right? And I looked up the word mantle in the Hebrew concordance. And one of the words that they used, the same word they used for mantle, they used the same word for glory. I said, So God put his glory on Elisha. Uh-oh. Thank you, Jesus. We don't hear too much about Elisha until he gets the mantle, okay? Elisha served the mantle, which is a message in itself. Elisha served the mantle. He come up under Elijah, and he served him. He ministered to him. He was completely submitted to him in all ways except for when Elijah said, leave me. He said, no, I'll never leave you. So he was submitted in all ways to that mantle. And the thing that we're going to get to here is there's a mantle over this ministry. There's a mantle over this ministry. And that mantle is prayer. That mantle is taking this city. That mantle is learning how to live in victory and teaching someone else how to live in victory, which is taking the city. Because I can teach one how to live in victory, and that one goes and teaches someone how to live in victory. And I can teach someone else how to live in victory, and that one is teaching someone, and then that one is teaching someone, and that one, and that one, and that. And we got the city, okay? Okay, so the mantle over this ministry is prayer. It's prayer. So what I've seen is that if I come in and I just submit to the mantle that God has already placed over us, there's a mantle over us, I submit to that mantle, then I put myself in position to receive that mantle and receive another, something that he wants me, something that he's called me to do that fits up under that mantle, okay? So Elisha, he submitted to the mantle, and he took care of the mantle, and he embraced the mantle. And that's what he was talking about in Sunday school this morning, is embracing the vision, learning the vision, understand the vision, know what the vision is, and submit to the vision. Just do the vision. Just do it. Amen? And as you do that, then you are in position to receive the mantle. I got to have a drink. Excuse me. I've been sucking in a lot of air. Thank you, Jesus. So Elijah asked Elisha, what do you want from me? And he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He says, well, that's a hard thing. You've asked a hard thing. It wasn't a hard thing to give him that. The hard thing was, if you see, can you see? Elijah said, if you can see me when I'm taken away, then you can have it. It's yours. And Elisha saw him because he was hooked up in the spirit. They were one. He was hooked up in the spirit. He was submitted to his authority. And when the time came, he saw what he needed to see. And that mantle fell from heaven, and Elijah picked it up. And what I saw was that when he walked to the river, he took that mantle and he hit the river. The mantle hit the river. The mantle, not Elisha. Elisha wasn't doing in himself. He let the mantle do. The mantle parted the waters. The mantle is what did the works. The mantle worked the work. See, the mantle worked the work. So whenever he embraced that mantle, he puts that mantle on, and he does tremendous miracles. Even after he's dead, they throw a dude in his tomb, and the dead guy lands on Elisha's bones, and he comes back to life. Hallelujah. I mean, even when I'm dead and in the grave, because I yielded and submitted to that mantle, God is still going to be doing miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all in that mantle. It's all in submitting to that mantle. That's what it's all about. We talk about submission so much around here because it's not a key. It is the key. It is the key that will open up every single thing in the kingdom of heaven for you. Submission. The word is so full of submission. It's like this week, everywhere I looked, there's another one. There's another one. Oh, my goodness. There's another one on submission. Everything is full. It's full of submission. That's what Jesus did. And just like Michelle said Wednesday night, he submitted unto physical death. And he hasn't asked us to do that yet. All he's asking me to do is submit to my will. My will. Submit my will. The death of my will. The death of my rights. The death of my thoughts. The death of my, you know I'm right, and you need to acknowledge that I'm right. The death to that. The death to I want this. The death to why don't you do this my way? I have to die to all of that. I have to die to thinking that I know anything. Thinking that I know anything. I have to just die to it. Amen. And when I do, he is my exceeding great reward, right? Okay, now one of those words for mantle is glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to John 17. I'm going to read it out of the message. I have 150 different translations. I like to find something in the Word of God and read it in all kind of different translations to kind of get a whole grasp, you know, of what he's saying. And in the message it says, I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who believe in me because of them and their witness of me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory that you gave me, I gave them. Mm-mm-mm. The same glory that the Father gave Jesus. Let that sink in for a second. The same glory that the Father gave Jesus. Jesus said, I'm taking that glory and I'm giving it to them. I give it to them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that glory. Thank you for placing your glory up on me, God, that I can die to my flesh, God. Thank you, Jesus, for putting that glory upon me that I can submit my will to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The same ability The same ability that Jesus had, he put on me. I have the ability. I have the ability to go ahead and submit my will to him. I have that ability. He said it right here. He said, the same glory that you gave me, I give them. That mantle is glory. The Hebrew word for glory is kabod, and it's heavy. It's weighty. You know when that glory is on you. You can feel when that just comes in and sets on you, and I feel it. Thank you, Jesus. It's heaviness. The Greek word for glory is doxa, and it's heavy. It's weightiness. There's a weightiness on you. This mantle, the mantle that Elijah wore in the natural was heavy. It was weighty. He knew it when it come on him. It was heavy, sheepskin, leather. You knew it. It's the same. See, God takes things in the natural to see the things in the spirit realm. And that mantle was the ability. It was the glory. It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God on me to do what he's called me to do. Amen? Every single one of us have a mantle. Every one of us are called to do something. Every one of us are gifted to do something in the kingdom of God. Everyone. And if we don't know yet what my call is, or what exactly I am supposed to be doing in the kingdom of God, then what we do is we submit to the overall mantle over the ministry. The overall mantle. We submit to that, and that puts me in the place. It puts me in the place for that mantle to come on me, because there's a prayer anointing on me. I have a mantle of prayer on me only because I came in and I submitted. When I submitted and I come up under the prayer anointing that's on this ministry, that came up on me. And that's it's true for each and every single one of us. There's a mantle on me to take care of new people. There's a mantle on me to tend to baby Christians. Also, ones who are just new to this ministry. Because I'm going to tell you, when I came to this ministry, like I said, I've been in church since before I could walk. But I had to learn some stuff when I came here. Because this is a different type of ministry. Thank God. Thank God. We kick religion out the door and run him off. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! This ministry, there's no religion in it. And that's what I grew up in, was religion. Hallelujah. So I had to get all that religious mentality out of me. So I needed somebody to kind of just come alongside me and hook up with me and help me. And everyone who comes to this ministry, we need the same thing. We need the same thing. Amen? Because the enemy, he's not particular, and he don't care, and he just starts beating up on you at conception most of the time. And so we gotta, you know, be healed of hurts, and we gotta get all that mentality out of us, and we just gotta learn how to submit. Ain't nobody ever taught me how to submit. Folks demanded me to obey, but they didn't teach me how to submit. And there's a difference. There's a whole difference. I mean, it's like night and day. 'Cause I did what you said. But I fussed the whole time inside. You know, Elder Dana one time, it was so funny, she told that she was standing up in the back seat of the car and her daddy wanted her to sit down. And she didn't want to sit down, she wanted to stand up so she could see where she was going. You know, because she's little, a little bitty thing. And he's made her sit down. And so she said, well, I'm fine, but I'm standing up on the inside. Which is a picture of me. Oh, my word. Yeah, I'll do what you say, but I don't want to. And as soon as your back is turned, I'm fixing to go do what I want to do. Hey, I know y'all don't believe that about me. I know y'all don't. But I wasn't always good. I wasn't always sweet. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for change. Thank you, Jesus. But he says that the same glory that you gave me, I give them. That mantle is glory. Okay? So whenever I come in and I submit to what he's doing here, I submit to what he has here. Y'all, I just remembered, I grew up Baptist, but then I got introduced to the things of God, the Holy Spirit, and he just, boy, wrecked my whole thing, you know, and oh my God, it was so much fun to coming into the fullness of God, you know. And I was at this full gospel church one night, and a lot of y'all have heard this before, but we went down forward, and he was a prophet of God, and he was ministering to the people, and he kept walking past me, and I'm like, you know, you don't have a word for me, God? What about me? You know, I want to hear something. And so he turned around and just looked at me, and he said, God is fixing to take you to a place and teach you how to pray the way he wants you to pray. I said, okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Didn't have a clue. You know, didn't have a clue. And within 6 months, I found myself at Faith Ministries. And how many of you know we pray different here? Thank you, Jesus, that there's a different kind of prayer here. Hallelujah. Been praying, you know, all my life. Thank you for this food. Bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. Amen. You know, now lay me down to sleep. Basically praying, oh God, help me. You know, when I was getting in trouble, help me, help me, help me. You know, that's kind of the way we prayed. So God brought me into this place, and like I said, now I was full of religion and self-righteousness, which ain't pretty. It's ugly. It's real ugly. But I was full of all that stuff, and so, you know, whenever we come in, and this is for the new people, when things start happening in your life, when you come into this ministry and things start happening in your life and you're like, what is going on? That's because God is here. Not that he's not other places, but he's here. And he starts hitting those deep-rooted things in your life that he wants to pull out of you so that it'll start becoming easier. See, he's a good God. He wants to take those things out of us so it will be easier for us to submit to him. It'll be easier for us to just hand our will over to him. Amen. So just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it and then allow him to go ahead and take out all those things. And I'm talking about like stuff like when things hit you and it makes you mad. You know, or you get offended or you know, stuff like that hurt. Yeah, hurt. And, you know, because God has to get all that stuff out of us so that people around us don't have a pull on us anymore. When Casey was talking about Lot's wife, and when he said, you know, her sin, it was no great, horrible sin. God said, don't, you know, leave and don't look back. Well, her sin was my heart. My heart is there. Her heart is supposed to be on him. Her heart is supposed to be focused on him and not have anything else pull on her. No husband, no wife, no kid, no nothing pull on you. When that stuff can pull on me, then it keeps me away from the focus of God. It keeps me, I'm wanting to go back here. And that's what her problem was. Her heart was pulled back here, and so she looked where her heart was. And when she did, she was gone. It was over. And the same thing will happen to us. And that's why God has to take us to all these different little altars where we die to something, where we die to our desires to be loved, or where we die to those desires to be nurtured, or where we die to those desires to be needed. You know, it feels good when someone needs you. You have to die to that. You have to die to it. Because the only one that I'm supposed to have a pull toward is God. I'm supposed to have a pull toward him. My heart is to be pulled toward him and nothing else. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have seen, right, that I have the ability, that glory that was on Jesus Christ is on me. Y'all, oh my goodness. The glory. See, we don't, I can feel it. Y'all are like, I know this with my head, but we got to know this in my spirit. I got to get a hold of this in my spirit. The glory that was on Jesus, that same spirit that was on Jesus, he put on me when I said, come into my heart, cleanse me. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. And I want to serve you the rest of my life. I want to be with you. Then right then, that ability came on me. That same glory that was on Jesus has been placed upon me. And I can draw from that glory. When things start getting kind of tough and it's tough and I'm trying to die to my flesh. I'm trying to die to my wants. I'm trying to die to my needs. I'm trying to die to this stuff. How many of you know it ain't easy to die? Survival mode kicks in and we start trying to, I'm trying to live. I want to go do that. That's just it. We do it because we want to. Because we want to. Deep down in there, I want to. Where was I? That same glory that was on Jesus Christ is on me. I have the ability. I have been given the ability to die. That word grace that Michelle was talking about. Grace is not just his unmerited favor. Yes, I don't deserve his goodness. Of course, I don't deserve his goodness. But that word grace means ability. It means ability. Not my ability, right. It's his. He has given me every single thing I need in order to submit to him. Every single thing I need in order to submit to my authorities. Every single thing I need in order to do what he's called me to do. He's given it to me already. I walk in his grace daily. And like she said, it ain't no weak, fragile thing. It's strong and it's big and it's huge and it covers me. But I will not strive with you forever. There does come a time when that grace, when it's like, it's over with for you. And I know, just like she said, there's times that I know there's things in my life that I can no longer play with. It's over with. I better jump when he speaks. I better get up. I better do it. I better move. And every one of us get there, every single one of us. And thank God, because that's growth. That means I'm growing. That means I'm moving in the things of God. When he starts placing a demand on me, you stop that right now. And I have to go on with that, because if I don't, I'm walking in a dangerous place, frustrating God. I don't want to be there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for putting that glory on us. I still feel that. Sorry, y'all. The same glory. We need a revelation. We need a revelation by the Spirit of God that the same glory that was on Jesus. Y'all know Jesus, right? He came from heaven. Remember, he came from heaven as a man. He left every bit of heaven, all of his heavenly attributes, all of that stuff, he left it. And he came to this earth as a man, a human being, no different from me and you. But he had a glory on him. He submitted to God's will. And when he submitted to God's will, he became one with the Father. He said, I'm one with you, you're one with me, I'm in you, you're in me, I want them in you, and them in me, and me in them, and you in them. I want us all to be one. Hallelujah. When Jesus did that, when he came and he submitted to death, His whole life was that submission. He walked in submission. And that was that glory that was on him. Whenever I walk in submission, y'all, whenever I am 100% submitted to God and where he's placed me and who he's placed me under, I have set myself up for success. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I set myself up for that. I set myself up to be beyond my wildest dreams. That's the truth. Rahab. Y'all know Rahab, right? Rahab could have been killed for what she did. She went against her king, and she hooked up with the men of God. Because she said, we've heard of you, and we've heard of your God, and our men tremble because of the works of your God. Well, I'm hooking up with that God. That's the God I'm hooking up with. And that's what she did. She hooked up with that, with God. And because of it, her and everybody she could pack in her house, that's all my kids and my grandkids and my great-grandkids and my aunties and my uncles and all of them. Everybody she could pack in her house was saved. Every one of them. The only people in that whole city was saved was the one that submitted. That submitted to God. And so submission is that place of safety. Yes, it is. I am safe. I am safe when I submit. It's a wonderful thing when we submit. It is. It's a great thing. We act like it's hard. The only thing hard is me trying to keep my life. That's the only thing that's hard. Submission is easy and it's wonderful, and there's so many benefits to it. There's great benefits to it in my home. To submit in my home, that means he's responsible. Not me, him. So pressure's taken off of me. It's the same thing in the ministry. When I submit in the ministry, the leadership is responsible. Amen? But when I submit, I'm put in that place of safety, and I set myself up for divine success. Amen. I set myself up for divine success. Hallelujah. And that is the place that I want to be. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we were talking about the mantle and just letting the mantle do what the mantle does and just yielding to that mantle, in Genesis 11, where they were at the Tower of Babel and they decided to build this tower, to reach into the heavens to make us a name for ourselves. God said, let's go look at that so we can get it right. Genesis 11. In verse 5, it says, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." So that verse right there is saying that every single person in that whole town was submitted to the vision. Every person was submitted to the vision of building that tower. Does that mean that every single person laid bricks? No. You got people that lay bricks. They have the mantle to lay the bricks. You got people that have to make the bricks. They yielded, they submitted completely to making the bricks. Okay? You got people, they got to eat, right? So you got people that have to feed the people that's making the bricks and laying the bricks. They submitted completely to what they were doing in that vision. So, and their what they did supported, lined up under that vision, right? And you got people that have to grow the food in order for the cooks to cook it and the cleaners to clean it and you know to feed the brick makers and the bricklayer. You see? Ha! Everybody worked together. We all have our part. Hallelujah. We all have our glory. We all have that glory on us to do what we are called to do underneath this vision. Underneath this mantle, we are all called to do something in it. And it ain't all the same stuff. And ain't nobody's better than the other. Everybody got to eat, right? Everybody got to work. Everybody's got to do their part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all got a part. And that's the whole thing that I saw out of what she said Wednesday night was, everybody has a part to play in this vision. Submit to your part. Submit to the vision. Just come on in up underneath it and do what it is that you are called to do in the vision. Amen? And then the vision will be accomplished. In Ephesians 4, I think it's 17, Ephesians 4, 17. Thank you, Jesus. No, that ain't it. Anyway, he says in there somewhere, 2:5. It's 5. Hey, thank you. He says, don't be unwise, but understanding the will of the Lord. Don't be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. What's the next verse? Ha! What's the will of the Lord? To don't be drunk with wine where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart and giving thanks always. Submitting yourselves, number 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. See, we don't only just submit to elders and leaders and authorities, we submit to each other. I submit to her. She's the one in charge of this service today. And I submit to her. If she says you're going the wrong way, we're going to turn around and we're going to do something else. Amen? So I submit to her. If I was over everything, I have no doubts in my mind. She would be submitted to me. No doubts whatsoever. I'm over the new converts. I'm over all the new people in the church. There's people here. I have elders. There are elders in this church. I'm not an elder. I'm a minister. An elder's over me in the lineup. An elder is over me. And so there's elders in this ministry that come up under me in tending to the new people. And they submit to me when I tell them, would you go do this or would you go see about this or would you, yes, ma'am, and they go do. And they're over me. So see, we don't, just like Casey said this morning, there's not any identity. In the kingdom of God, there's not any identity in the Spirit. We are one and we submit to each other as in the fear of God. I have to submit to you. I have to submit to you as the fear of God, under the fear of God. Because he says, don't be foolish. Don't be crazy. I want you to know what my will is. And my will is that you all submit to each other, that you stay submitted to the authority and you submit to your brothers and sisters and you don't think more of yourself than you do them, that we're, you're all one. There ain't no difference in you, and I want you all submitted. You see that submission is the key. It is the key to the walk of God. It's the key to everything in the kingdom of God. If I can be submitted to Him, and if I'm submitted to Him, then I'm submitted to you. If I'm submitted to Him, then I'm submitted to my music leader. If I'm submitted to Him, then I'm submitted to my elders. I'm submitted to them. I'm submitted to everybody. Submitted to my pastor, I'm submitted to all. I submit to Sean Wayne when he's in charge. Amen? I submit. I don't have my own way about anything anymore at all, because I want to be dead to that. I want to be dead to having my own way. Amen? Go ahead. That's my prayer, is that I want to be dead to having my own way. I want to be dead to thinking that I have a right to be identified as anything but submitted. I want to be dead to any and everything that keeps me from the submission that God intends for me to walk in. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, for bringing us into unity. I thank you, God, for bringing us into oneness, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you told us today that it is your will. It is your will. We know what your will is, and it is for us to submit. It is for us to submit our will to you, God. It is for us to submit our will to those that are over us, that are authority over us. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have given me every single thing that I need in order to submit my will to you. Everything I need, God, you've given it to me. I can stop anything, God. I can stop doing anything. I can stop thinking any way. I can stop any of it, God, because you have given me the ability to do it. And I thank you, Jesus. And I completely and totally, 100%, I submit to you. I submit to your will for my life. And I love your will for my life, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me your glory to submit, God. I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, God. Thank you, Jesus. That we can all submit, every one of us, because he gave us his ability to do it. He gave us his glory. The Father gave him the glory, and he gave it to me. So I can submit even unto the death of my life, physical death. I have to get to that place where if it does come to that, then yes, God, take it. Take it. Because I want you. I want your way. I want what you want for me. Because in that I know that every single thing I love will come. Every single thing, every single person. God is not going to allow me to give my life to him and him not give me every person in my boundaries. Every person in my boundary will come to him when I lay everything down and submit to him. And I thank him for it. Thank you for bringing me to that place, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bring every one of us into that place, God, so that in 2013, Lord, we can move as one unit. As Casey said in Sunday school, God, we can move as one unit into this city. And we can just sweep this whole city, God, for you. And I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for unity, God. Thank you for making us one, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we drive Pharaoh out, God. We drive Pharaoh out of every single area of our lives, God. We drive Pharaoh out of every area of this ministry, God. We drive him out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we drive that thing out of us. Everything that wants me to stay alive, I drive it out of me. Everything that wants my flesh to keep living, I drive it out of me I drive it out of me, and I stay at these altars until I can find out why I want to live. I stay at these altars until I can find out why I want to live. Why do I want to live? Because God said, die. And he gave me the ability to do it. He gave me the ability to do it. And I stay at these altars until I find out why. Why do I want to live, God? Why do I still want to have my way, God? Why do I still get mad, God? Why do I still get hurt, God? Why do I still want to go out and do this, God? Why don't I want to give you my will, God? Why don't I want to lay everything down for you? Tell me why I want to do this, God. I just stay at the altars to find out why. I stay at these altars until he tells me why I want to live. Until he shows me what's in me. Until he shows me what's wanting to rear up, what's wanting to live. Until he shows me. And then I take authority over it. I kick it out. I have to forgive. Because everything I have ever been bound with is... it has come down to unforgiveness. And I have to forgive someone who hurt me. I have to forgive someone who did wrong to me. And it was wrong. It was wrong. But I still have to forgive them. And forgive them does not mean I'm okay with what you did.
That's right.
Forgiveness does not mean it's okay. Forgiveness means I choose to let this go. I just choose to let it go. It's not going to hold me no more. Because those that they got control over me. So I just choose to let it go. That's what all of it is anyway. It's just me giving my will to him. And I just choose. I have to choose to let you have your way in my life. I have to choose that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God. I thank you for taking us and giving us your glory, for putting your glory on us, God, and giving me the ability to die to my flesh, giving me the ability to submit to your will, giving me the ability to submit to the mantle that's over this ministry, God, giving me the ability, God, to submit to the mantle that you placed on me, giving me the ability to submit to my pastor, to my teachers, to my leaders, to my elders, giving me the ability to submit to my husband, and giving me the ability to submit to my wife. Submit to each other. Submit to each other. Thank you for giving me the ability to do it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.